It's extremely important that all of us are familiar with the message of divine mercy that we celebrate today on Divine Mercy Sunday. And why is this so important and critical for each one of us? It's important because this is the message that Jesus gave to us and to the world to prepare for his final coming. This is the last call before the end of time. This is the last attempt for Jesus Christ to reach out and draw souls to himself before the end. And he tells us in this message that there's two doors. There's the door of mercy and there's the door of justice. Every one of us has to pass through one of those two doors. Now is the time for mercy. And he's giving us the opportunity to pass through the door of mercy. At the end will be the door of justice. And so we have our choice, one or the other, the door of mercy or the door of justice. But for those who choose mercy, our Lord promises unimaginable graces that he desires to pour out upon us. He promises in a special way on today's feast, the Feast of Divine Mercy, to open wide the gates of mercy and to shower down a flood of graces upon us. The message of divine mercy was very central to the pontificate of Pope John Paul II. You know, he's one of the greatest popes in the entire history of the church. And this was the foundation of his pontificate. He said that the happiest day of his life, and that's a pretty profound statement, because if we look at the life of Pope John Paul II, you know, he grew up in Poland, and he was there for the Nazi occupation of Poland. He was there when they were liberated. He was there when they fell under communist rule. He was there for the downfall and the break apart of the Soviet Union, and when his country was liberated from communism. He was Pope for about 26 years, and so he saw incredible things as a Pope. You know, he saw World Youth Days. He saw gatherings of people in all different countries of the world. But he said the happiest day of his life was the day that he instituted the Feast of Divine Mercy. And why was that so important to him? Because he recognized that with all the darkness that he had seen in his life, you know, he saw many of his friends led to concentration camps. He saw all sorts of atrocities under the Nazi rule and World War II and under the communists. He recognized that this feast day was the triumph of mercy, that darkness was not victorious, that the mercy of Jesus Christ was victorious. And he recognized that this feast day meant that Jesus Christ was pouring out his grace and healing and renewing souls and breaking through hardened hearts throughout the whole world. And so he recognized the power of this feast day. The message of divine mercy goes back to a religious sister by the name of Sister Faustina, who's now a canonized saint. And she received a series of apparitions in the 1920s and 1930s. She was a sister in a convent in Poland. And in those apparitions, our Lord asked that today, the octave of Easter, the Sunday following Easter Sunday, would be established as the Feast of Divine Mercy. And so what is mercy? Mercy is a form of love, and it's the form that God's love takes in a broken world. It's his healing power that's applied to our brokenness. And so when our Lord sees us broken and in need, it's his love that motivates him to desire to heal us. And that's what mercy is. And so if we think of an example of mercy, one of the corporal works of mercy is feeding the hungry. So if we see somebody who's hungry, they're starving, and they need food, we recognize a need in the person, and if we're moved by love to satisfy that need by giving them food, that's an act of mercy. It's healing a person's brokenness, and it's a form of love. One of the things that our Lord said to St. Faustina, he said, "My daughter, write that the greater the misery of a soul, the greater its right to my mercy. Urge all souls to trust in the unfathomable abyss of my mercy, because I want to save them all." A lot of times people stay away from the church or they don't progress in the faith because they believe that because of the sins that they've committed, that God could never accept them. They believe that they're so broken and they've committed all sorts of evil, and so God will never accept them. And that's what keeps a lot of people away from the church. They won't set foot in the church because they believe that God won't accept them. And what our Lord is saying in this apparition is he's saying that the greater a person's brokenness is, the more his heart is moved with compassion and the more he desires to heal that individual. And so it shouldn't be the case that we're kept away from God because of our brokenness, but that's all the more reason why our Lord wants to heal us. And so this message is reaching out to all of us, and especially the most broken among us, to experience the Lord's healing power. Now, our Lord, he offers a variety of graces on the Feast of Divine Mercy Sunday. But one of the things that he promises is for those who go to confession in the days leading up to Divine Mercy Sunday and receive the Eucharist in a state of grace and make an act of honoring Divine Mercy, will receive the complete removal of all punishment due to sin. So their souls will be restored to the state they were the moment they were baptized. That's an incredible promise. It's a promise our Lord gives because he wants to prepare us for his coming. And so he promises this unique and a very special outpouring of grace. And every time we sin, we incur punishment. And the eternal punishment is removed in confession. But a lot of times there's temporal punishment that accumulates because we're not as sorry as we should be, or we're not fully responsive to God's grace. And so because of that, punishment can accumulate. If we don't take care of that in this world, that's why we go to purgatory in the next. Our Lord wants to remove all of that punishment and give us a fresh beginning and a new start. And so that's one of the incredible graces that our Lord promises on today's feast day. It's fitting that we read today's gospel for Divine Mercy Sunday because it talks about the sacrament of mercy. Confession is, in a unique way, the sacrament of mercy. And in today's gospel, this is where Jesus Christ gives to the church the authority to forgive or to retain sins. And so if anyone asks you, you know, why does the church have confession? John chapter 20 says that Jesus breathed on them. This is one of only two times in salvation history where God breathes on humanity. The first was the creation of Adam. The second was when he institutes the sacrament of confession and pours out the new life of the resurrection upon us. So he breathes on them and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit, whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." In the sacrament of confession, we're immersed in the blood and water that flowed from the side of Christ after he was pierced on the cross. And so it's a privilege for us to be able to receive that mercy and to be healed. The hinge for Divine Mercy Sunday is trust. If we don't have any trust in the Lord and his mercy, we can't receive any graces because we aren't going to be disposed to receive those graces. But the deeper our trust is, the more we can receive. There's no limit on our Lord's side on how much grace he desires to pour out upon us. The limit is our ability to trust. And so I encourage each one of us to make an act of trust in Jesus Christ and in what he has promised today on Divine Mercy Sunday. To make an act of trust and to ask for those graces that our Lord promised to be poured out in great measure on each and every one of us. Today of all days is the day to ask, and you shall receive. One of the things that our Lord said to St. Faustina, he said, "At the last hour, a soul has nothing with which to defend itself except my mercy. Happy is the soul that during its lifetime immersed itself in the fountain of mercy, because justice will have no hold on it." When we stand before Jesus Christ, none of us can claim to have earned heaven. None of us can claim that we've been so good and so perfect that we are entitled to heaven. None of us will be able to claim anything except the mercy of Jesus Christ. So I encourage each and every one of us with deep trust to immerse ourselves in the mercy of Jesus Christ and to receive from the overflowing abundance of grace that the Lord wishes to pour out to heal each and every one of us.